The letter from the Army Corps of Engineers to DNR Deputy Secretary Matt Maroney says the differences in the state and federal environmental requirements won't allow the two governments to work together on an environmental impact statement. The so-called EIS is one of the most important parts of getting a permit to mine. The Army Corps letter also says they need more information on the mining project and the differences between the state and federal regulations. Maroney did not return our call to his cell phone, but former DNR Secretary and current Wisconsin Wildlife Federation Director George Myers says this one-page letter is huge. He says this could add 5 years or more to the permitting process.
And actually, from a practical standpoint, puts the federal government in control of the regulatory process and makes the state process much more meaningless. It probably also will lead to more complicated and lengthy litigation.
Meyer and his organization have not taken a stance on the Pinoki Range mine, but they are opposed to new legislation passed this year by the Republican legislature that streamlined the permitting process.
This is a result of the legislature weakening Wisconsin's mining environmental standards and also putting in artificial deadlines for DNR that just cannot be complied with.
The letter does say it will work with the DNR on different aspects of analyzing the impacts of an iron ore mine. A spokesman for GTAC has not seen the letter, so he can't comment about it right now. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.